News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
England are, of course, through to the World Cup semi-finals, but the off-pitch action actually on social media from the Irish spectators over the weekend was pretty eye-opening, with the hashtag anyone but England widely trending. Of course, people insulting the team, fans, and wished actually for an English loss as well. So we're asking this morning, is it harmless football banter, or is this really an unnecessary display of anti-British sentiment? So to discuss, we're joined by columnist with the Sunday Times, Larissa Nolan. Larissa, good morning.
Hi, good morning, Andrea. Nice to talk to you.
Good. You too. Larissa, first of all, would you support England if they get to the World Cup final?
I am supporting England, and I've been supporting England since the beginning of this World Cup. Obviously, by the way, can I just say, if Ireland were in it, clearly I'd be a rampaging Irish supporter. And I come from kind of a traditional Republican background. I'm not a Union Jack waver, very far from it. But this is sport. This is a different thing. And I just think this England team is really classy, completely removing politics from it, totally talking just about sport. Lovely team, classy, gentlemanly sportsmen, completely minus of arrogance and conceit. So to kind of maybe stick previous images on this new team, it's just actually nothing short of prejudice.
Is that, I suppose, the difference though, Larissa, this time round? The fact that even, you know, the sports pundits, the commentary, even the kind of stories on Twitter over the course of the weekend that kind of describe and look at this English team as not being arrogant and not being brash, is that what makes it different? Is that, I suppose, why there's more support, more, as Paul described them earlier, as kind of the closet English fans? Is that why there seems to be more people publicly supporting and talking about their support of England?
Yeah, because, I mean, we see this stuff on social media, right? Well, I don't, but people, I'm told about this stuff on social media. But actually, when you're out in the pubs and in the hotels, like, I've watched nearly all the England games out, and every single time, everybody is supporting them. I've seen people in GAA t-shirts and Irish rugby shirts. And, you know, sometimes you see it, it's a bit, they're kind of cheering up in the air and then they kind of sit down a little bit muted. But, you know, they are actually cheering them because they're a good team and people want to see them win. And on a world stage, they're right beside us. It makes sense for us to actually support them. You know, it doesn't make sense for us to sit there, you know, with bitterness and spite and for really absolutely no reason at this stage.
Yeah, well, they are our closest neighbours, as you mentioned.
Exactly. But if you asked anybody, those people, you know, who are kind of bashing out this bile on social media, you know, and by the way, they're entitled to do it if they want. They're absolutely, if they feel that way, you know, off you go. But like, if you asked any of them why they were doing it, you know, they wouldn't actually really know, or they wouldn't know what the point was. You know, it's kind of, I think sometimes in cases it's a misplaced sense of loyalty. But when it turns into something negative, it's actually you that it only affects. So what I'll be doing is I'm out having the crack, having the laugh, but you know, and enjoying the crack, thinking to yourself, the two Harrys, Kane and Maguire, they're actually Irish. You know, the whole team is a melting pot of a team. It's not, you know, it's a brilliant team, actually, to sport in that regard. It's not the British Empire you're sporting here. It's a team from England. You know, it's a completely different thing. And also, if you look, it was the other way around and we were in the heading towards the final, the English wouldn't be wishing us any ill luck. If you're in the position where you're sitting there feeling, you know, that you want to wish someone well, it kind of shows that you're the one who's jealous and you're the one who's insecure and inferior. It would make much more sense to say, let's jump on this. There's Irish people in there are Irish people in the team. We can enjoy a bit of this too, and actually, you know, have a little bit of laugh instead of sitting there vengeful.
Well, it's fine. I'm just looking at some of the messages, Larissa, at this stage, even already coming in. 53106 at a cost of 30 cents is the number, and just one of them. This listener says, I think all Irish people already are sick of the it's coming home at this stage, and we haven't even got to a World Cup final yet.
Well, I mean, I think that anything that gets overplayed, like I believe in England, nearly they're like, well, not, but you know, they're nearly getting sick of it because it's coming out of every single door you walk past and every single car. You know, that's kind of just more of a point about an overused song. But they haven't won since 1966. They, you know, they're really sincere about it. There's, as I said, there's none of that arrogance or conceit about them. I think in this case, they're kind of nearly the underdog. of this competition.
And that's maybe why some people find themselves maybe supporting, because obviously people tend to support the underdog a lot of the time as well. Just Pete has texted in to say, attention the breakfast show. So you think 800 years of oppression by England counts for nothing? Well, you and your like can cheer them on, but true Irish people want them gone. Come on, anyone but England. And that's something you see on Twitter an awful lot as well, Larissa, that it's they'll support anyone but the English.
But that's pure ignorance, though, Andrea, because he doesn't I've just said at the start of the interview that I'm a Republican. So obviously, but I don't sit there and kind of every single thing that comes up in regard to an English person, like listening to the Beatles or listening to David Bowie, start thinking about 800 years of oppression, or I'd never get anywhere. I wouldn't go out the door in the morning. The point of it is that, you have to look at this as sport, and you have to look at this and say, actually, as I said earlier on, if you look at the team, they're from all over the world. And two of the main players are
Ireland. And look, what's the difference? And, some people would say, what's the difference if you're already supporting a Premier League team anyway? Like, we have Harry and Meghan Markle are due to arrive into Dublin tomorrow. We've already had Prince Charles and Camilla here back in Ireland only last month as well. Droves of people out to support them, out to see them. And I'm sure that'll be the case for Prince Harry and Meghan tomorrow as well. So if you're going out to, and you're supporting and you're watching and you're reading and you're buying British newspapers, English magazines, etc., watching the news, the coverage of the wedding, what's the difference in supporting the English team? And some people would say, does it really matter if you're not supporting them? At the end of the day, look, this is just a bit of fun. People want to see one team lose. And for whatever reason, a lot of people on Twitter and even texting in again today, they're saying it's anyone, as Pete mentioned, anyone but England.
Yeah, but that's even a prejudicial thing to say, because you're just deciding on the fact that it's the person. And, what is it they say, playing the man, not the ball. But, they're totally entitled to feel that way. But it's only themselves they're affecting. This is the point I'm making. If they open their minds a little bit and think, we could have a bit of fun here with this, because you can jump on it for a reason. You can say that they're Irish. You actually even have a straight excuse, if you want one, right there in front of you.
Yeah, if you need the justification.
Yeah, exactly. They need the justification. But it's if you want to have a bit of fun with it and enjoy it, why would you be sitting there sulking? Instead of actually jumping in with the fun. I know I'm the one who'll be having the crack. I won't be sitting there, with a sad face on. It's a bit of fun. But as well as that, let's be fair here. There's certain things. It's England. It's a country. It's not the British Empire. And it's only one country. They're very, very good at certain things. Okay. And let's give them credit for what they're good at. They're good at newspapers. And this year they're good at football.
Well, we leave it there.
And you should fairly support that.
We leave it there for the moment. My thanks to Larissa Nolan, of course, a columnist with the Sunday Times, who had a piece on that as well. Lots of messages coming in on this. We do have a poll on Twitter as well. Mm-hmm. If you want to take part in it, at Breakfast NT, are you supporting England in the World Cup? Are you going to be supporting your opponents? A huge reaction to this poll.
I think this is one where nobody's going to lose in Ireland. It's going to be an each way bet. We're going to be delighted if they win, and we're going to be just as delighted if they lose.
Do stay tuned. We have plenty more to come here on News Talk Breakfast.